March 31st, The Daily Stoic. You're a product of your training. Chasing what can't be done is madness, but the base person is unable to do anything else. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 5.17. A dog that's allowed to chase cars will chase cars. A child who is never given any boundaries will become spoiled. An investor without discipline is not an investor, he's a gambler. A mind that isn't in control of itself, that doesn't understand its power to regulate itself, will be jerked around by external events and unquestioned impulses. That can't be how you'd like tomorrow to go. So you must be aware of that. You must put into place training and habits now to replace ignorance and ill discipline. Only then will you begin to behave and act differently. Only then will you stop seeking the impossible, the short-sighted, and the unnecessary. A Year with C.S. Lewis. Humility, the wrong end. Screwtape continues his examination of the virtue of humility. You must therefore conceal from the patient the true end of humility. Let him think of it not as a self-forgetfulness, but as a certain kind of opinion, namely a low opinion, of his own talents and character. Some talents, I gather, he really has. Fix in his mind the idea that humility consists in trying to believe these or those talents are to be less valuable than he believes them to be. No doubt that they are, in fact, less valuable than he believes, but that is not the point. The great thing is to make him value an opinion for some quality other than truth, thus introducing an element of dishonesty and make-believe into the heart of what otherwise threatens to become a virtue. By this method, thousands of humans have been brought to think that humility means pretty women trying to believe they are ugly and clever men trying to believe they are fools. And since what they are trying to believe may, in some cases, be manifest nonsense, they cannot succeed in believing it, and we have the chance of keeping their minds endlessly revolving on themselves in an effort to achieve the impossible. From the Screwtape Letters. In 1920, Lewis takes first in classical honor moderations, mods, Greek and Latin texts, and begins reading Literae Humanores. Jesus Calling. Taste and see that he is good. The more intimately you experience him, the more convinced you become of his goodness. He is the living one who sees you and longs to participate in your life. He is training you to find him in every moment and be a channel of his loving presence. Sometimes his blessing comes to you in mysterious ways, through pain and trouble. At such times, you can know his goodness only through your trust in him. Understanding will fail you, but trust will keep you close to him. Thank him for the gift of his peace, a gift of such immense proportions that you cannot fathom its depth or breadth. When he appears to his disciples after the resurrection, it was peace that he communicated first of all. He knew this was their deepest need, to calm their fears and clear their minds. He also spoke peace to you, for he knows your anxious thoughts. Listen to him. Tune out other voices so that you can hear him more clearly. He has designed you to dwell in peace all day, every day. Draw near to him. Receive his peace. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Psalm 34:8. So she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, the living one who sees me. Genesis 16:13-14. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." John 20:19. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. Colossians 3:15.